Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
But yeah, this morning was really popping. The teachers and spiritual leaders that I watch on YouTube, they came through. My soul was happy and proud. I felt like I was being uplifted and sent to a higher vibration. Man, and I had to keep that vibration going because, you know, when you in high vibrations, you need to milk it for all you got, okay? Milk it till you can't no more. It's the bad stuff you don't want to milk. That's the stuff you got. You need to feel, learn, and let it go. The good stuff, though, hell yeah, talk about it all day, all night. Get on people's nerves with the good stuff. Hell, get on my nerves because I'm still human, too. Get on my nerves with the good stuff. I'd rather you rock my nerves with the good stuff than with some drama, okay? All right. You know what I'm saying? And if I choose to play with you with the drama, girl, just know it's only going to be for a little while. It ain't going to be for a very long time because we are two. Oh, holler. Yes, we are too connected and in tune, and we know where we're headed, and we know who we are, okay? I'm saying we because me and the spirit, okay? But yeah, we know who we are, okay? We know that we are a spiritual being having a human experience, okay? We know that we are worthy, okay, for just being. We ain't got to do nothing great or special. Just being who I am in this body right now is enough, okay? I deserve all the abundance, richness, prosperity, joy, love, and everything that I want in my life, okay? Okay? Everything I need in my life, okay? I deserve all the good for simply being human being, okay? Everybody, I used to be there too. I always trying to please and all that stuff. You ain't got to do all that. Simply being, you deserve a great and fantastic life. When you get that, ooh, and you aim for that every day of your life, ooh, child. I say it all the time. I ain't a millionaire yet, okay? Okay. Okay, I ain't a millionaire yet, but I already feel like a millionaire, honey, okay? Because it's the internal work. Hallelujah. Okay, it's the internal work. Yes, that changes your life, okay? The outside is cute, okay? It's cute. Okay, being a millionaire and all that stuff is cute. But if that inside ain't right, ooh, okay, and that mind ain't right, hallelujah. If you ain't speaking right, ooh, hallelujah. Okay. If you ain't living right, ooh, okay. You ain't healing. Oh, yes. If you ain't healing, if you ain't feeling, woo. If you ain't learning, okay. Oh, child, you don't know what good is. That's why I like that Jhené Aiko song. She said, you ain't growing. You ain't gonna never know what good is. She's not saying that, you know, you will never have good stuff happen in your life. People have good stuff happen in their life all the time, and they act a fuck. I'm going to cuss. And they act a fucking fool, okay? But guess what? Acting a fucking fool don't mean that inside right, okay? Okay, girl, okay? It don't mean you together, okay? A lot of people got a lot of stuff, and they ain't together, okay? And people be admiring them and everything else and don't know how fucked up their life really is. Money is cute, okay? But having real love of thyself and knowing yourself inside and out and not scared to go through the healing and learning and growing and have money on top of that? Oh, my God, okay? That is joy unlimited, okay? That is a life that everybody is aiming for. Even the very rich already, they still aiming for that because a lot of them ain't got it, okay? Trust me, I can see it to the TV screen, okay? I can see it, okay? And the ones that do, trust me, they like, this is the greatest life ever, okay? You're like, ugh, you get on my nerves, you rich. You got love and you really happy and you really have joy and we can see it. You ain't got a front or anything. Girl, that's amazing. So I don't know what kind of rich you want to be, but that's the rich I am. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, you thought I was going to say going to be. No, I am. Okay, thank you. Anyway, so So, I just want to talk about a little something that was going on in my life. That I said maybe it'll be a little inspiration because a lot of people, we take the little things for granted, okay? And we really do. I learned a long time ago that the little things matter. And then I was reminded this weekend about the, I think I actually was reminded on Friday that the little things matter. My spirit had to remind me who was talking about the little things. I'm always watching like YouTube and stuff, so. I don't remember who said it, but it was somebody on YouTube I was watching, and the spirit was like, "Yep, see, it was just reminding me what I already know." Okay, we really know all this stuff. It's just you getting reminded, to be really honest. But at the end of the day, I was just talking about something early about every little step and soaking in the good and talking about it, getting on people's nerves with it. Do it, okay? Because even though it might get on people's nerves, they still inspired, okay? They listening, okay? So at the end of the day, I just want to say because just because I'm in tune and aligned all the time, I always have to make this disclaimer because even when I'm not aligned and in tune, you see me acting a fool or acting a certain way that you don't think is spiritual aligned, that's you. They ain't got nothing to do with me. So even if I feel the unease, trust and believe, I know how to come back quickly, okay? I used to didn't know how to come back quickly. It's a journey to get there. You know what I'm saying? And some things may impact your life where it's harder to come back, but trust me, you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and you can always connect back to the spiritual. It may take a little time sometimes, okay? But most of the time it's pretty quick, and I'm very proud of myself and grateful to myself, okay, and life, and being smart enough and intelligent enough to realize that life is teaching all the time. And if you don't learn the lesson, all you're gonna do is get dragged through the dirt again. B. Listen. When I get dragged through the dirt, I don't really get dragged through the dirt, okay? Listen. When I get dragged, when life still happening and the bad stuff happens, because it still happens, the life still happens, okay? Okay, I just don't put it all out there and let everybody know. I keep it to myself. I don't try to speak everything out loud because some things you just don't want to, conjure up anymore, I guess you can say. But stuff still happens in life. And guess what? And guess what? I already know that I'm a conqueror. Hello. I already know. I do like Survivor and all that stuff by Destiny Child, but I know that I am more than a survivor. Ooh, I am a conqueror. Okay? Who sings Conqueror? But I am a conqueror. Okay? I am a warrior. Okay? In this life. Okay? And I know for a fact that no matter how bad life is, it's working out for me and I'm going to always win. Okay? No matter what human being thinking, they're going to cop block some blessings or stop some dreams or stop some joy. Oh no. Oh no. Realize that joy is way more stronger than your hate. Okay. Joy is more, way more stronger than your anger. Okay. Light is always more powerful than darkness. Okay. It may seem like darkness and all that stuff is more powerful, but trust me, it ain't. Because there ain't nothing but a whole bunch of hurt people hurting people, girl, and it ain't cute. Okay. So that ain't power. Hurt is not power. Okay. Anyway, hurt is called being hurt, okay? Okay, so how do you get back to your power? You got to get unhurt. Hallelujah. Anyway, so I just want to say real quickly, even though nothing I do is real quickly, okay? Especially when it comes to talking about this kind of stuff, okay? But you got to bask in the little things. And today I learned from Kwazi. I learned a lot from Kwazi. That's why I watch him all the time. It gives me better words to explain certain stuff too. Okay? Because it's like, yeah, that's a more simpler way to explain that. Okay? But yeah, I learned from Kwazi because I was going back, but like it's something about, I talk about all the time, religion and all that stuff leaves you stuck. And it's just something about religion that isn't comfortable for me because it doesn't allow you to expand. And we're human beings. And as human beings, well, really spiritual beings have a human experience, that means we're unlimited. So we're here to expand and to continuously learn because you can't stop learning. You know what I'm saying? And if I need to go down, I'm just gonna go down it because it's good to repeat all these things, the same thing. That's why the church repeat itself. That's why the gurus repeat itself. Everybody's repeating this themselves because they want you to get it through your head. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and just say it because it's my something inside and just say go ahead and say it again because you're gonna have to say it a million times anyway. Okay, so with life, you're supposed to expand and grow, and you can't. You're constantly learning. Like even learning is unlimited because just when you think, okay, picture this. Say that you read every book in the world. Ooh, I read every book. Guess what? You still got a lot to learn because now you got to learn every language. You got to know how science works. You got to know how math works. And guess what? All that stuff is constantly growing, and human beings is always finding new things to build and to make and to create and everything. So there is no way that you can finish learning, okay? So if you think you learned everything that you need to learn, your life about to be fucked up. I'm sorry. This is going to be dropping the F-bomb because I'm tired of saying messed up. Today is your life going to be fucked up, okay? I ain't even got... See, they be trying to be cute. I don't try to be cute all the time. Your life going to be fucked up. You don't... I tell this all to people all the time. If you don't learn, girl, get ready to get your ass dragged all back over and it's going to be even worse, okay? Okay? And you're going to feel even better than you felt before, okay? So get ready, girl. It happens to everybody if we don't learn. Don't trust me. You ain't... And just because somebody rich and got money, are they smiling in your face? Don't mean they ain't going through nothing. We all going through something. We all trying to grow and we all trying to learn something. Are we all frustrated with something? We all got our flaws, okay? All right, all of us got something, okay, that we want to be better in, okay? So don't feel bad, okay? Just learn, okay? Because that's what life is all about. You can know every language, every book and everything. Guess what? Something new is coming out that you need to learn, okay? Something new is found. Oh, you know what we found? Scientists is always finding something new, okay? Because there's no stopping on learning, okay? So anyway, I just said, I always see, that's why I talk about one topic and my spirit made me go all around, left, right, over there. Okay. But it all works because it all works to, you know, you knowing your power and your worth. That's all it is at the end of the day. From any spiritual leader, teacher, guide, or guru, or whatever you lead. If they not teaching you that you the one that in control of your mind and all that stuff, you need to find yourself a new leader. Okay. Okay. Because every great teacher, leader, spiritual guide, whatever you into, should be telling you, you have the answer. You need to look within, okay? It is you, okay? Just like I tell people all the time, that's all psychiatrists do. They make you find the answer that you already know. That's why they go, what about your past? What have you been through? Okay, why did you react like that? Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you know why you reacted like that. Why did you react like that? Because I was this, and then they make you break that down. Then they make you break that down. Then they make you break that down. And then you be like, oh my God. I just realized I did that, and it'd be simple stuff or just simple moments that make you act a fool. You know what? My mother one day, she used to always tell, and that's why I do that. All right. And then the psychiatrist, our spiritual teacher, leader, because I do it myself without the degree. Okay, know exactly where you need to go. All right, now I know where you need to go to get some healing and how you need to do it. And there's always going to be the same tools, you know, changing the way you thought, think, meditate. They always going to tell you to meditate, look inside, be aware. It's all about awareness, okay, at the end of the day, to make it simple. But basically, they give you tools to awareness so that you can get back in your power. That's basically what it is, okay? All right, and it's just a million different tools and a million different ways to do that. Okay, that's all. But all life is teaching you how to get back to your awareness. That's the simple answer, okay, that I can give you. But yeah, I learned the difference between belief and faith. Belief is something that doesn't really allow you to grow, but faith allows you to grow because it's believing in something unseen and unexpected. And, you know, I really like the way Kwasi explained that. That was really good. I was like, oh, wow, this is a great morning. Like, I'm really getting connected and learning some new things today. And that's what it all boils down to, because religion and traditions and everything, like my last podcast before the one that was posted before this one, was talking about traditions can be irritating because they make you stuck. And all of that stuff is a belief. And we are going to have our belief because we're just human. You're going to naturally have a certain type of belief. What I learned about beliefs is since I'm human and I got to have this experience and human beings have to have some type of belief, make sure that the belief is always working for you. And when the belief doesn't work for you anymore, you need to learn how to let it go and conjure up a new belief that helps you with the fight that you're now trying to create in your life that you believe in, that you can't even see, that you know deep inside that's going to show up because you know where you're headed to and you believe it and you're going to that destination. You know what I'm saying? And that's why faith is very important. And that's why the Bible do got that right. And I always bring that up. One thing I know about the Bible, they do have some of this stuff right. And that thing, faith without works mean nothing. That is true because faith is needed. The Bible, religion, and all that stuff, all different type of religions, that is a belief. But they teach you that you need faith because you need to go beyond that belief. Hallelujah. The truth is always everywhere when it's the truth. Trust and believe me, I always find it. Okay? Okay? Because I am a truth bringer. Okay? I'm a light bringer. I'm a light giver. Okay? I shine my light regardless of how people feel about it. Okay? You know what I'm saying? It took a long time to get here, but I'm here. Okay? So, you know, at the end of the day, I was just going over some things that I still got to tuggle with a little bit. It's not as bad as a tuggle as it used to be because, you know, I know how this life works now. I know law of attraction. I know the laws in the universe. I know that, you know, I am the creator of my life. So since I believe that, it shows up in my life. So I'm very aware and conscious of when I'm feeling uncomfortable about things like I always say, I want to be an investor. I want to invest, and I only have a couple of stocks, not many stocks. I mean, I guess I do kind of have a little bit more stocks because I do have stocks with my job and everything like that. And if you have a job and they give you a stock option, I know, you don't be like, I don't want to give my money up for stock options and all that stuff. Do it because if you at a good company and they give and you got so many shares. And the price of the shares goes up, and then you get that stock market I don't know, it's all different things. I think ours is Fidelity, but you get that stock market notice letting you know how much money is in your account. You're like, oh, and that's extra money that you ain't even really working for. You just bought some stocks and all that stuff. But yeah, I really believe in investments now. Some investments are still out of my current income, okay? Like, it's some RAs and all that stuff and mutual funds and stuff that do intrigue me. But, you know, that stuff costs a little bit more than just buying a couple shares of a stock market and everything. And then, you know, having a portfolio and all that stuff is a good thing because that helps you have multiple streams of income. But I brought it up today, and then it made me feel good, and I said I was going to put it on my podcast because because I think I said it actually on my podcast. So I said that I wanted to do another investment with the stock market, but I don't know what to invest in. You know what's so crazy, y'all? That I really don't be watching the stock market or anything. This is why I be telling you, you got to be in tune with thyself. You got to align with your spiritual self, with the higher being that knows all, okay? And it'll tap in when you're feeling good and you tap into it. And it'll, boop, 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 hey, do that, okay? Basically, it taps you on your shoulder. Because it ain't going to be rough. It's going to be gentle. That's why you got to be aware. Well, awareness is so important in life, okay? Because what life does, with that good stuff, you'll have an inspiration. You're like, oh, no. And that's what you do because it's just like an inspiration. Like, why would I do that? And you just push it off, okay? You're like, oh, wow. Why would I go out there and call a friend? Like, even simple stuff, like call a friend. And you're like, oh, no. I mean, they ain't talked to me in a long time or text me. That inspiration is coming to you for a reason. And that inspiration can lead to this inspiration can lead to this inspiration, that inspiration leads to that inspiration, and next thing you know, you living the life of your dreams, okay? It's a path. Everything connects. It's all connections. So what's a simple way I can put this that happens in my brain? Okay, yeah, it's the connection. Connect the dots, and every dot matters, okay? Like when you do a drawing where you got to connect the dots and you got to make this thing. If you connect the dots right, girl, it comes out into a beautiful picture. Look at the beautiful star you created just by connecting this dot with that dot, that dot, that dot. You know what I'm saying? It may take a lot of dots, but hey, you got your star, okay? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, spirit, thank you, okay? But, yeah, so I was like, dang, I want to do more investments because I want to be an investor and I want to have multiple streams of income. I actually got a number of incomes that I want that I have just based off other people, because that's just the kind of stuff I watch. Okay. I'm not, I mean, don't get it twisted. I like watching dancing and sexy stuff and all that stuff myself. But my main go-to, my timeline, I'm very picky on the friends I have. I'm very picky on who I follow and subscribe to, because I know that all that stuff comes into your life. It affects your life in some type of way. So, you know what I'm saying? And you're taking that in because you're giving it energy, and that energy is coming back to you, and you receiving all of that stuff. So, yes, even my timeline, even what I watch and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I do watch, and there's limits to the drama. There's limits to all everything. I know my limits. My limits may be different from yours. And I know a lot of spiritual teachers act like you just can't, like you can't never be negative. A lot of times is what I feel from, not my spiritual teachers, not mine, but a lot of times, I have heard spiritual teachers act like you just can't be never negative, or you can't. They act like it's just like you got to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? But you being imperfect is perfect, okay? And that's what you got to realize. Me healing and going through that and having emotions, that's just natural human stuff. But me knowing how to control my emotions, me knowing how to take a deep breath, me knowing how to calm myself down, you know what I'm saying? And it may not work all the time, my saying, but I guarantee you it can work most of the time, okay? So, I ask and you receive, okay? So I was like, I want to invest, but I don't really like watch the stock market and all that stuff. Like, even the stocks that I do have, which is not large in numbers at all, but and you gotta have a lot of stocks to make the big money, but you know what I'm saying? But it, 'cause literally I can count the stock. Well, now I got more because I end up taking another step, but literally I can count my stocks in one hand, right? And the way I invested in my stocks all came to me. And I'm open about it. I mean, because it's not, I'm not like a stockbroker or anything. So I'm just telling you my story because maybe it'll help somebody else do and even be even better. Might be richer than me real quicker. We all about it. Get richer than me real fast by not being scared. Okay. But the first stock I bought was because I ended up taking a financial class online where they talk to rich people. And then I learned that rich people write off a lot of stuff, like the fancy cars and everything that everybody admiring by the Joneses. A lot of it get written off. They get a lot of free stuff. And a lot of very, very old money rich people, they live a very humble lifestyle, okay? They really do. Even though I still want me a Lamborghini and I still want... Okay, and I still want a certain kind of cars, and the cheapest car I want is $100,000. The cheapest car that I really want to ride in is $100,000. That's as cheap as it gets. Okay, but so I mean I understand, but I still want my but they still rolling that kind of stuff too. But you know what I'm saying? But I learned that the Joneses don't even keep up with the Joneses. Okay, that old money. That's what I be trying to tell people, like that old money, girl. When you actually get to hear the old money talk, oh girl, it's interesting. And then the financial class started talking about stocks, and I was like, I always wanted to invest in stocks, but I was always scared, and I always had the belief that I didn't have enough money to do it or anything like that. And there is some stocks that's very expensive. Like if you try to buy Google right now, one share is like 2 grand. I don't even know what it is now, but the last time I seen one share is like 2,000 and something dollars. One share, okay? That ain't nothing. So you're not really gonna have like a profit. You only everything you bought is gonna be that simple profit from that one stock. Like if that stock went up $2, all you made was $2 out of your out of that 2,000 something dollars. That's why I said that the real rich people like Warren Buffett and everything, they buy like thousands and thousands of shares, some even millions of shares in a stock or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how many shares the company decide to release to the public or private. If you got that money, you can do private. Okay. But yeah, and I said, oh, let me, you know what? Since I'm starting to believe, and this is when I was starting to believe and see, that's why I said this is going to be long. Every time I talk about stuff, it's going to you know what I'm saying? But I said it's going to be short, but I lied. But so, and that's when I started believing that and started changing my mindset about money. That's when I first started meeting and getting into Abraham Esther Hicks, for the real name of her, Esther Hicks, and started really like the law of attraction store connected with me because I was now ready for it. I was ready to hear it. Okay. So I started really like this stuff. I'm gonna try it out. You know, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put in the work to do it on certain things that I was not comfortable with, which was money. Okay. And I was really working on the money thing, you know, and that's why I took that financial class actually. Okay. And then, because I was working on my money mindset. Yeah, it's just interesting to look back on the good stuff. Okay. But, and then because they were talking about stocks, they really didn't talk about it too much. It was just more like, you know, getting to know the rich mindset. And they let you know, like, little stuff like, don't be scared to invest and, you know, find out about mutual funds. Like, I didn't take the class past because this was actually a free class on one of those course apps. And I was surprised how I didn't think they was going to do all that talking to rich people and all that stuff. But, yeah, so I went from there, and then I got, that's why the sound was like that, okay. And then, okay, so I said, let me get a book again, because I read about stock markets and everything. Everything that I always wanted to do, I read about it and learned about it in the past, but I was just scared to do it, or I was too young to do it, and then, you know, I didn't love myself enough to do it, my mindset wasn't right to do it, so I didn't do it. So everything I'm doing now is more like conjuring up. I always say this. When you're young, you have all these dreams, and then life happens, and then you let it go. Then once you connect with yourself, all those dreams come back. And that's basically the space I'm in. All my dreams have came back. They're renewed. And now I'm taking steps towards them because I'm no longer letting fear stop me, okay? So, and because I believe in the law of attraction, I believe in my power, my words, and I work on it every day, and I'm learning, and I'm growing, and I'm constantly, you know, going on a high vibration type path, life has no choice but to show these things up into my life. So I actually said, you know what, I'm going to read a couple books about stocks and everything. I said, oh, okay. But, you know, and I tried to watch, you know, the stock thing, but it wasn't really my thing. It was like, you know, and other people be like, well, how are you going to invest? And you don't even want to watch MSNBC and all that stuff and look at the stocks and stuff down there. Like, how are you going to invest? And I was just like, I don't know. But I'm going to invest. Faith. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, look at the teacher just flowing. Yes. And that's faith because people had that belief and they was telling me, how are you going to invest? And I could have took their belief and say, yeah, how am I going to invest? And I'm not really watching the stock market. But I'll go by faith, honey. Hallelujah. Thank God I learned. Thank Buddha. Okay. Thank Muhammad. Thank Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and all the great people that I look up to. Thank Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Iyala Van Zandt. Okay. Thank all these great people that I look up to. Okay. they ride with me in spirit because spirit connects to all. Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? thankful that I knew better without knowing what I was doing at the time. But yeah, they had that belief, but I said, that's why you got to connect because you'll do stuff naturally without knowing what you're doing. They're like, nah, and that's okay. So I said, I don't want to believe that. I'm going to do it. It'll be all right. And I said, it's going to come to me. It's going to come to me and I know what to invest in. And you know what? This is crazy. I'm being more open about my manifestations, okay? and you know what? Literally, like, I'm going to say, like, 2 months later, it took a little while. 2 months later, I end up going to the library, and then I seen this DVD about, like, investments and all that stuff. And I got this DVD, and I watched it. Yeah, DVD. Because I can hear some of y'all DVD. Yeah, and I watched it. And it was just the beginning. He was like, that's when I was like, wow, like rich people live a whole different life. And the guy was like, yeah, when my son was like 7, 8 years old, real young, like 7, 8 years old, I asked him, what do he like? And he said, Disney World. And I said, hey, let's go on to here. Let's go to this bank and get you a stock in Disney because you like Disney. And it's always good to invest in something that you know or love or like if you're just going to start off. And that's how he said, that's how I started my kid, that when you like something, you can make money off of it by buying stocks. I said, you see, when I was growing up, we wasn't raised like that, okay? Okay? We were struggling. The mindset was, we're struggling. Work hard, get money. Work hard, work 2, 3 jobs, and, you know, try to make it through. Try to get these bills paid and all that stuff. They He was actually teaching this kid because he knew better, okay? Because, your parents and stuff is just knowing. They just teaching you what they know. But because he knew better and was raised a different way, he taught his kid at 7, okay? Like 6 or 7 years old. Hey, you like that? Let's go here and invest in that. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I got my answer. And somebody's just like, okay, you're just starting out and you're like a kid when it comes to stock market. So why don't you just invest something that you like? And then I was looking up stuff and then I seen the prices of the stock in my bank account at the time. And I was like, ooh, oh, child. Now, I thought stock market, I saw stocks was like, $35. No, okay. So I'm looking at everything that I like and I was like, whoa. But I said, but I'm gonna find something regardless of what my budget is, and I'm gonna buy one stock just like he told his son because I'm a child when it comes to stock markets. I don't know nothing, okay? But the books I read and everything, I'm a little kid when it comes to stock markets. So why not do what the, see, you gotta listen to your spirit, okay? Why not do like the little kid? Don't let people make fun of, are you doing like a little kid? Yes, because when it comes to stock market, I am a baby, okay? I don't know what to do, okay? So I got to learn as I go, and I got to read books and I got to do this as I go, okay? And I just trust my spirit and I trust the universe, and it shows up every time, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? But, so I said, all right, then I finally found a stock that I like, okay? Actually, I found a couple stocks. Some of them was very cheap. And then as I invest, as I researched more, I found out why the stock market was cheap. And then I just held it for a little while, and then I said, like, yeah, it is losing money. And it's not really gaining money, so I released it. And then any money that you make, of course, you'll get that little extra money, which wasn't much, okay, or was less. I lost some money with a couple of stocks because I bought some cheap stocks. Then when I had enough money, I bought one share in Uber, okay, because that's all I could afford at the time, okay. And then I said, you know what? I tried Spotify, but because of my income, you would need more shares so it won't hit you as bad. When you don't have much money, you're just playing, you really do gotta be like, oh no. So I jumped around with a couple of shares and I lost some money. Okay. I ain't gotta lie. I lost some money. Okay. But it's a learning process. I didn't take it bad. I was just like, okay, it's okay. Next, and just bought another stocks with the money that I got back and all that stuff. But yeah, and then I end up having, then I end up like, oh, I want to invest in something else because all I got is a one share now, okay? Because I ain't let go of the other ones, and I only bought Uber, and that's only one share, so it's not gonna make a lot of money. So I was like, "What else can I invest in?" Okay. Now I was like, "You know what? I'm looking at the stocks, and I'm listening, and I'm looking, I'm researching. Nothing is really clicking." I said, "You know what? I came back to my spiritual self again. It's like, you know what? I'm tired of searching." See, that's my mindset when I started learning that you don't have to work hard for stuff. And I really do be stopping, like, I am working too hard at researching this and I'm starting to get stressed out. You know what? Stop. Okay. I'm telling you the truth here. Okay, y'all. This is no joke. Okay. So if you listening, okay, I hope that you learning not to be scared and go for it. Okay. No matter what your income is. Okay. And it helps to have spiritual, like I was listening to Brian and all that stuff this morning, all that stuff also while I was cleaning up. And it helps to hear people and preachers or motivational speaker, whatever you into, talking about going for it, even with the little bit that you have and reaffirming what you already know. Okay. So, you know, that's why I listen to the people I listen to and follow the people I follow, okay? So I can not have fear to go for my life and my dreams anymore. You know what I'm saying? But and then I was like, you know what? Stop. I'm working too hard. I'm starting to get stressed out. Life is not supposed to be stressful because that's what I learned. That's why I accepted. That's why I made my brain believe. And my brain made me stop. Like, we kind of working hard, kind of getting stressed out. That's why I always teach people, like, once you get it together, it may take a while. It may take you a couple years or even longer, depending on who you are or what you got through, what you got to heal and all go through and all that stuff. But once you get it and you know better, your brain follows you. You are the head of your life. You are the head of your emotions, your thoughts, and your speaking. Okay. Okay. You choose that. Okay, you can let it run rampant if you want to, because that's what 99% of the people is doing. Well, I said I'm being a little nicer. 98.9% of what people are doing. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But you, okay, like I tell people all the time, and I love Brian even said the same thing that the motivational pastor that I was listening to this morning even said the same thing. You gotta talk to your emotions, because that's what I do. I tell people that all the time. I talk to my emotions. I tell my emotions what I want them to do. Okay, we're gonna feel you because I know I have to feel you to learn and grow. But we need to hurry up and find out what we need to learn so that we can get back to the alignment and connection and in tune, so we can get back to the manifestation of the great and great life that I'm creating. Okay? You gotta let yourself know, okay? Okay. Okay, everything he talk about, I do. I talk through sickness and stuff, my damn self, okay? Hold on, I'm sick now. I do the same thing. You got a couple of days, okay? Because this is a bad thing. You got a couple of days, and you need to get out of my body. I don't care if I'm eating chips and ice cream and fast food every day. You got to go, okay? Okay, that stuff is real. I do it, okay? So, you know, then I was like, you know what? Calm down. Let's just let whatever comes to me come to me, okay? Let's just let it happen. Let it come to you. Stop working hard, because we already know you're working hard. All you're doing is pushing it away instead of making it come to you. So calm down, okay? So I calmed down. I chilled out. Didn't think about it. And guess what? This one didn't happen. That took a long. The next week, one of the people I follow on YouTube, Tom, he had a guy on there that was just talking about mindset, and he was a billionaire, and he was just talking about mindset and how he became a billionaire with his mind and thinking, you know, like they mostly gonna tell, and everybody like, girl, it's more than your mindset. Like, what is you? But it really is your mindset. It really is. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, and then he was talking about mindset, but then he started actually talking about, Tom started asking him questions about, so what type of business you do? He said, I do a lot of investing. Oh, a lot of investing. You know, my ears kind of popped up, like, a lot of investing. And then he was like, yeah, and there are some great technologies out here that I'm investing in. And he said, oh, what kind of technologies? And that's when someone was like, you got to pay attention. That's that little tap. All right, you need to listen. Because I was listening, but I was like, you need to listen. You're listening, but you're not listening. This is when you need to give your undivided attention, okay? Undivided attention. I listened to every stock, every company he talked about. I Googled. I Google every company, then I find out the stock about it. A lot of the stocks is private because he's a billionaire. So, and I already knew because I read about it that a lot of companies have private stocks where only big investors can have the shares or whatever. But he happened to have, but one of the shares that he was talking about is Future Technology in Dubai, and I was like, man, I can't find no share to invest in. And I was like, everything is private. But then what's so crazy, it was the very last share he said too. And he was like, hey, it's a share called EH Holding, and it is future. It's about cars driving themselves, and they're testing it out in Dubai. And pretty soon they're hoping that Uber and everybody can take over it. Now, these shares, I'm going to be honest, these shares were still very expensive, okay? Shares is not cheap, and they're very expensive now because they actually gained a lot of money, okay? You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, I'm just going to buy me like 5 shares because that's all I can afford. I literally spend most of my money on that, okay? I literally spend most of my money on those shares. 5 shares took most of my money, okay? Like, well, most of my money that I had in that investment thing over there. But you know what I'm saying? But it took most of my investment money. Well, actually, I had to add money because I just got paid. And instead of me doing some crazy stuff, I just said, because I love going out to eat and stuff. But I said, nah, something's telling me to invest in it, and I can't really afford with the current income. And I literally, because I remember now, I had to put money, I had to give them money so that they can buy the shares because I didn't have enough money in my investment account to get, you know, the shares. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make a sacrifice because I want to become an investor. And even though I'm just starting this little investment, the point is I'm starting and I'm doing it and I'm facing my fears, because it wasn't too long ago where I still was scared to make these sacrifices or make these investments and all this stuff. So I said, here's the money. I'm gonna make sacrifices, okay? And I'm not gonna go out to eat every day. I'm actually cooking all that stuff, okay? Okay, and do it, okay? And when those shares went up, I was like, dang, I wish I had enough money to buy as many shares as he can buy, because it was just like, wow. And then it was like, do you want to sell any? I was like, I don't got enough shares to sell. Now, if I would have bought like 500 shares or something like that, or 1,000 shares, I would like, oh, yeah, heck yeah. Trade in 500 so I can have that in my real bank account, okay? Hell yeah, but I only got 5 shares. This company is just started, okay? Heck no. Okay, you know what I'm saying? This company, well, they didn't just start, they actually been going. They actually got the cars actually in Dubai. They actually drive themselves and all that stuff. So they actually haven't been going, and they working on flying cars. So even though I don't have the money, because the shares is really expensive now that it went up, but even though I don't have the money, I always say, if I ever get a huge amount of money, okay, where I can buy a lot of shares in that, I would, because that's a great investment, because the dude already lets you know that's the future, and to see that stock and how it's growing, like that really is the future. And because COVID is now gone, that share is going up because COVID has calmed down and people are actually traveling and stuff now. Because when I did buy it right before COVID and stuff, it was a pretty decent, but it was going down because of COVID, because people wasn't traveling and everything. But because I trust my instincts before I invested and read some books, I know that just because stock goes down and all that stuff does not mean you need to uninvest in it. Okay, it doesn't mean you need to sell your shares or anything. You know what I'm saying? And because I read books, okay, before I did it, kind of learned the game before I jump into it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And because I read the books and stuff, also, I know that you don't need to watch your stocks all the time. Let your stocks be. And because I know that, I don't be like, oh my God, what my stock doing? Oh my God, because they say a lot of people invest. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Let your stock go up and down, let it do what it do, okay? But check it every now and again. And as long as it's not below the amount that you invested in, you're okay. You're cool, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you these tips up front because I'm not afraid to share what I learned, because it's enough room for everybody. It's enough money out here. They're making it all the goddamn time, okay? That's enough money for everybody. They be trying to act like it ain't enough. Girl, they print money out all the time. It's enough, and they burning money, okay? It's enough, okay? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to tell you, okay? But yeah, if I had even more money, I would invest in more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be really honest right now. If they really giving us a stimulus check, okay? Because I'm not really like struggling with money, but with my stimulus check, I would totally just buy more shares in there just because of the growth it's doing, and because I know it's a future thing. It's not just happening. The stock is growing now, but it's going continuously to grow, because basically they're the go-to. They're the only ones doing it. So it's just like, if they're the only ones making up, okay, the self-driving cars and all that stuff, they the ones, you know, that help, you know, Tesla and all that stuff have their own self-driving cars and all that stuff. They the ones that Uber is waiting to invest in and have self-driving cars. I actually heard they actually testing that out and all that stuff. So it's like, hell yeah, I would invest my whole stimulus check on getting more shares. Hell yeah. But not only that, because I want to be an investor, I'm always looking. That's what we do as human beings. You're always going to be looking and searching for the next step. So my next step was like, well, let's find some more investments that don't even, well, that don't cost much. Well, at least I thought it wasn't going to cost much. That don't cost much. Let's find some real cheap, like super, super, super cheap investments. Because people have bought like penny stocks and everything, and they have became super rich. Okay. Let's try to find like a penny stock, but we just don't want to invest in anything, because a penny stock can make you lose money quickly, okay? So we gotta be smart about this. And instead of me doing research this time, because I learned from the last time, that's why you gotta learn and grow, okay? Because I learned from the last time, I didn't even really research. I just said universe, life, okay? I want to invest in something else, but I don't want these high investments anymore. I want something that might be growing in the future, just like the EH Holdings stock that I bought, and that's really, really cheap. Like they really just like really starting or whatever, but they're gonna be the main go-to. Like just give it. If it fails, it fails. If it works, it works. I don't care. I just wanna do it, okay? Then, you know, I happen to be on YouTube. See, I be on YouTube all the time. And they were talking about these technology dogs and everything. So I was like, oh, that's very interesting that the police is now testing out these technology dogs that this company makes the chips for. And I was like, see, when you get the investment mindset, okay, you start looking at everything as, let me look up. Okay, because that's how I know I'm getting the investment mindset. Because when I see stuff and it's doing good, I would literally even commercials and stuff. I would sit and Google the stock and what the stock market price is. I would look at how much it goes up and down over the year. Yes, that's what I do. Okay, because I want multiple streams of income, and I want investing to be one of my multiple streams of income. Okay, so what you gotta do, you gotta start with what you got. Okay, and do what you gotta do. Okay, so you know what I'm saying, make that sacrifice, because that's what you invest in, right, for your future. Okay, so you know, but and then I was like, dang, let me look this up. I found the company, and then I was like, okay, they stock is really cheap because they're really just starting. They're really just testing it. Oh, and I don't know the name of it right now, but they're really just testing it, and the stock is like super, 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 super cheap, like only cents. But what I learned is when stocks is like that, you have to buy, like this stock, it wasn't as bad as other stocks, because I believe the other stocks would make you charge more. But they was like, the only way you can invest in this stock is you have to buy 100 shares, okay? 100 shares, that's going to be over the amount that I thought I was going to pay. That's where faith and belief come in. Then my belief is, do I really want to make the sacrifice? What if the stock start losing a lot of money, or and then all this stuff, and then I got a little scared? I don't know if I want to do that. I got to buy 100 shares, and then they say, yeah, and if you buy that 100 shares, there's a $50 charge for you buying the 100 shares and to get your documentation sent to you that you own these shares, and it's in, you know, that you got, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, if you invest, you'll find out that they send you documents of you owning shares and all that stuff. But yeah, and I was like, whoa, I ain't never had to pay that before. And they just like, yeah, but for this is how this company is working, because they're just starting and they need a lot of, they need investors, and they need investors that need to buy more than just like 25, 30, or 40 shares. They need, you know what I'm saying, they need investors. The lowest they can go is 100 shares. Okay, all right. That's when faith and belief had to come in, because my belief is, man, do I really want to do this? What if I lose a lot of money? What if I can't recover? The old mindset step in. But then faith had to come in. Then your spirit had to come in, because you trained yourself. Hey, hallelujah, for high vibration. And then the mind has to come in. Okay, all of this stuff is happening within like seconds. Okay, and then my mindset is coming in. And then it's like, oh, you, it's okay. You know, you are a money magnet. You've been okay. Look at all this stuff. Okay, look at all this stuff. Look at all the times you have made it through, because you got to confirm what I learned from Kwazi. Kwazi again. What I learned from Kwazi is your brain has to confirm things so that you can believe it. If you cannot confirm it from past situations or anything in life, that's the only time you really want to look in your past, even though we look in the past for bad stuff too. But the only time you really want to look in your past, this is going to be a long ass episode. Okay, the only time you want to look into your past is when it's benefiting you, not the pain and struggle and all that stuff. You really don't want to look at that, but I understand, you know, life, you know, the spirit understand. We tell them stories and everything. You just don't want to, you know, be invested in them stories too much. Okay, and know your limit. Know when your spirit drop. When I talk about my past, and I feel my spirit, my, I don't want to say spirit, but my vibration drop, it's a wrap, okay? Okay, so, you know, that's why I say everybody has their limits. I don't want to be like other spiritual teachers and say you could never do it, because you're going to naturally do it. It's just be aware of yourself, be aware of your vibration, and when you feel your emotions drop and you find yourself, like, getting sad or finding yourself being too invested in the bad past, stop, okay? That's one of the lessons. Stop, because I live this every day. Trust me, stop, okay? All right, so, okay, I was like, okay, going back and forth. This all happened in a matter of seconds. But I'm going to be really honest, because that's the only thing I can do, okay? But I decided it's a no. Nah, let me think about it, okay? And I was like, okay, all right. And then I thought about it for 2 days. Well, I really didn't think about it like that, because you don't want to be thinking about something so bad where you end up stressed out. But it came to my head back and forth. Like, it kept tugging me, like, just do it. Who cares if you lose? This is about faith, okay? This is about going for what you want. This is about not believing in your old beliefs. This is about going forward. And the only way we can take you forward, this is my spirit talking, because we is the spirit, okay? Okay? Because the spirit is connected to every and all things, so it's a we, okay? If we want to go forward, meaning me and the spirit and all the spirit, all his spirit entails, if we want to go forward, if you want the manifestations in your life, that's why you got to listen to yourself. My spirit really talks to me like this for real. Okay. If you want to be, have manifestation, if you want to get to where you are going, you cannot be scared and say no. You got to be scared and say yes. Just like when you jumped out the airplane when you skydived. Okay. Just like when you bungee jumped, you were scared. When you bungee jump a little bit, but you was like, for some reason, I wasn't scared when I skydive at all. And I think I wasn't scared because my mom died, and it was I mourned a little bit and all that stuff. And my mom said, live your best life and all that stuff. And I was like, don't be scared to do stuff. Like, all that stuff started popping up in my head, okay? Because I learned from Kwazi, and I taught my brain that we know that you can say stuff, but you ain't going to really believe in it until you have proof. So my mind has learned to interact with me by giving proof. So not only does my spirit believes it, I believe it, my mind believes it, and my ego believes it, okay? Because the ego can get in the way, okay? It would tell you no in a minute, okay? Because the ego got in the way by me saying no then, okay? You know what I'm saying? But my mind had to be, you know, I had to go through my process, and then my mind had to be like, look at all this confirmation of you facing your fears. This is just another thing that you need to face. You're going to always have a fear, especially what you want to do in life. There's going to be a whole bunch of fears coming up. And if you can't face this little fear right here, you might as well forget about your dreams and goals, okay? Because that's going to take a lot of stepping forward without knowing where that step is leading, okay? That's going to be a lot of stepping forward and trusting, okay? Trusting in life, okay? And if you can't trust in life right now with this little stuff, we're going to have to make you start all back over to find out what trust really is, okay? Okay? That's basically what my spirit told me, okay? So I said, okay, you know what? I'll go ahead and do it. I'll make the sacrifice. And here I am again, have to use my money, okay, and transfer it to the investment bank, okay, and say, you know what? Go ahead, buy the 100 shares, give me the $50 shot, okay? I just buy the less. You want to do more? No. Buy me the 100 shares. Okay. That's it. Leave that little $40, whatever that's left in the account. Okay. Buy the shares. I don't want to spend all of it. Leave that little $40 there. Okay. I think it's a little bit more. I don't know what. I don't remember how much. I'm just guessing. But I think it, but it wasn't that much. But I was like, leave that $40 there. Okay. Buy the 100 shares. Charge me that 50. Go ahead. Okay. Okay. And now, I feel good. But like, okay, I did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying all of this to hopefully just inspire somebody that money is yours. Money is yours. It's all in your mindset. It's all in your, are you scared? Because a lot of people that in life, they be scared. And then if you listening to people, you listening to their fears and their fears, and then if you accept their fears, now you scared, okay? And that's why today, I think it was today or yesterday when I was watching Abraham saying, when you start getting around people, you got to be really strong and all that stuff, because people have their beliefs and everything that contradicts what life is really about, okay? Which I learned from Kwazi is we are raised in beliefs instead of raised in faith. So therefore, that's the reason why we have poverty and all that stuff. And all of it is for a reason. It's all because somebody decided that we need all these. If you listen to my podcast and all me, all that stuff, you know where I'm about to go with that. And I'm not about to go there because this podcast is already long enough. But yeah, so it's just really taking the steps forward. I did that like last week or maybe the week before. And I don't know, it just came up today as they was talking about faith and belief. And I say, yeah, I actually had to do that multiple times, but that was a big one because, you know, it involves my mindset of prosperity. It involves my mindset of money. Okay. And I can't go out here teaching and being the great leader and spiritual being that I am and saying that, you know, money comes to you or, you know, it's all in your mind and, you know, and not actually do it myself. So it's basically making you take these steps to live in your purpose. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Brian, for that for today. But yeah, basically all those steps is to make you live in your purpose. And that's how I look at life. And that's why I was able to say on my last podcast before this one that it's all about just taking those steps and being aware. Everything I do is for a purpose. I choose everything. I'm choosing to react to stuff. I'm choosing not to react to stuff. I choose if I want to be upset. I choose if I want to be shady. Okay, I make that a choice, not just because people are doing it themselves and I'm reacting towards the person. No, I choose. Do I want to react to this person today or no? No. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's and most of the time, because like I always say, you may not can't do it all the time, but you can do it most of the time. And most of the time, I am choosing to live in my purpose. And choosing to live in your purpose every day, you naturally, because you're choosing it, and you're thinking it, and you're speaking it, therefore you got to be it, because life has no choice but to bow down to your will, because you are the creator and head of your life. You are the God-like energy creating this life. There is no separation from you and the higher power. So because all of that is connected and is working for you, I naturally choose what I want to react to or don't. And if I react to something or do something that I didn't choose, I am intelligent enough, aware enough, in tune enough, aligned enough to say, whoa, that was a choice that I didn't make. Okay. And it's okay. But then you got to do like psychiatrists to make it not so out of the realm of thinking. Cause sometimes some of the thoughts and some of the words that's about to come out of my mouth, but like, that's not going to be understandable. Okay. Cause I be trying to explain it's high vibration here. And then it gets filtered to, you know, to make it where everyday minds can understand. Okay. Cause when you in the spirit, some of the stuff that be happening, some of the stuff that comes to you, be like, whoa, I don't think people going to understand that. They're going to really think I'm psycho. Okay. Let's let them think I'm a little crazy, but not all the way crazy. Okay. Okay, but so you got to filter it down, and it helps you filter it. Well, say it like this where it can be more understandable, okay? But it's like to choose every day to live in your purpose. You're a human. I always got to remind people of this because I have to remind myself of this. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. It's okay not to choose. It's okay. You know, you ain't got to be perfect. You ain't got to meditate all the time. I still, you know, like life. I still, you know, like, you know, a little sativa, yeah, edible and all that stuff right now and then. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be perfect. You got to do what works for you. Just because you see somebody else, they can't do it, because you just got to know you, basically. Know you. Know your boundaries. Know what doesn't feel good. Okay, if something is making you angry, mad, upset all the time, you need to learn for yourself how you cannot go to that emotion, okay? But living every day in your purpose, you would naturally, because it takes some training, because you got to train your brain and let your, because a lot of, let me put it like this. It's just flowing. Okay, put it like this. I got it. Okay, so basically with life, you got to teach yourself from the start. This is for the people that's beginning. From the start, it is it's a learning process and a training process. Just like anything in life, when you get something new, you got to train. It's uncomfortable. It don't feel good. Okay. I'm just going to be honest with you. It don't feel good. It feel like, why am I doing this? Is this really benefiting me? Okay. That's just like going to the gym and stuff when you work out. Like when I start back working out, like I said, I am. Okay. It don't feel good at first. It's like, oh, these exercises, you get tired quick. You're just like, oh, God. But if you keep on doing it and doing it, like I've done it before, I lost weight and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You keep on doing it, then it becomes easy. And then it's like, then you start seeing the benefits. Like, oh, yes. Look at the stomach is getting flat. Okay. My little man breast is going down. Oh, yes. The little thighs is okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to keep doing this. That's why. It's the same thing. So you got to go through all that uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. Okay. Depending on your trauma, I always say this, depending on how bad your trauma is, it can be very uncomfortable. The only thing that I can tell you is take it a little bit at a time. I'm always open about this because I was doing too much at one time and I would stop and not continue on the path because it was too overwhelming. Take one thing at a time, get that together, get it as healed as possible, go to the next, okay? Take it one step at a time, please. Because being overwhelmed by it can be frustrating. Okay, just like I had to tell my coworker, because she said, you always positive, you always doing this stuff. And I finally want to do it. And she used to be, She used to speak negative and talk about drama all the time. So it really was like, oh, you really was listening to me, because I even stopped talking to her because of that. Okay, because like, girl, your energy, I can't do it. Okay, you know what I'm saying? But then she was like, I really want to change, and I've been really working on it, and it's so overwhelming, and I stopped. And then she just needed a dual motivation. I had to let her know, you're gonna stop and go. It's okay, but to not stop and go so much, try to take a little bit at a time, and don't be so hard on yourself. Like, oh my God, because it's a lot of trauma and stuff that you really got to heal. And a lot of people don't do the work, but I'm proud of you for at least trying, okay? Because majority of people don't even try. They just be like, it don't feel good, it feel uncomfortable, I'm just going to ignore it and go to it and just do this. No, okay? It's going to be uncomfortable at first because you're not used to it. We are trained in beliefs instead of faith. And that's why a lot of people make fun of this type of stuff. That's why a lot of people make fun of law of attraction. That's why a lot of people make fun of this stuff. And even though they're making fun of it, you're still doing it. Okay, you're still doing it. Okay, you're just doing it in certain areas instead of all of your life. Okay, like even Charlamagne and Andrew, I watched them. Andrew make fun of Charlamagne because he talks a lot like this too. But then again, he stopped making fun of because Charlamagne would point out you're doing it. You just don't realize it. When it comes to your comedy, your mindset is that you're using law of attraction. You're using your mind to do that. Then you look like, yeah, I did think that, because you, even though you're laughing right now, everybody does it. Okay. You can laugh at it all day, but you can't have no choice but to do this. Okay. All right. But, yeah. So don't be so hard on yourself. Okay. When it comes to you, the only thing I can say is learn not to react and put it on other people, because this is you, okay? This is your mind. This is your emotions. This is your life. This is your body that you live in 24/7, okay? That's the only thing, that's the only disclaimer I can really give. Take your time and stop reacting towards other people and start reacting to yourself, okay? All right? Because trust me, it was very uncomfortable, and it took me even longer. That's why I'm so proud. Even the dude I seen singing on Terrell's show on YouTube, 21 years old, and his mindset, even if it is about God and all that stuff, the mindset still is, I own this, okay? His belief is God lead him through, but he still knows it is me that have to get the healing. It is me that have to find my joy, and I find my joy in Christianity and God. And as long as that's truly making him happy, which it does seem like it is, and he has a great, wonderful spirit and all that stuff, at 21 years old, And seeing Terrell literally prophesizing his life, like, for you to be like this and you already doing great things, you have no idea how great your life is going to be to know this right now at 21 years old, okay? So if you, I don't know if a lot of young people can listen to this kind of stuff, but but if you are listening to me that long or whatever, but if you young, that's what I always say, if you young and you can get it while you young, or you a parent and you can start teaching your kids right now, do it, okay? So you can say, look at my baby, okay? Okay, my baby, like, he only 21 and he already got albums, he already doing all this, look at my baby, okay? Because you know there is nothing you can't do. There is nothing you can't conjure or manifest stuff to work for the benefit of you, because it all starts in that mind, okay? But yeah, I think that's enough. So this show, I'm going to call it Money, 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 Money. Because really, I'm just giving you a story of how I start changing my mind on manifestation, then start taking steps in one area of my life, okay? When it comes to investments and all that stuff. And it's cool to see your account, even though it's not a lot of money, it's probably a lot of money to some people. But even though it's not like a lot of money, but to see like, oh, if you ever want to sell your stocks, you can sell your stocks, and this is how much money you will have, you know, to spend in your bank account, okay? But yeah, so it's just like, that's cool. So it's just like, because I want multiple streams of income, and I just had a aha moment right here that I'm going to do express on this podcast, if anybody can make it this long, okay, with just one person talking into them. But I just realized, too, that when it comes to money and manifestation and all that stuff, and I've been saying I want multiple streams of income, and I do have a number, okay, a number that I don't need to tell anybody. I finally came to a number of how many streams of income I want. But then again, like, you can't lock yourself in with the universe. But I said, if we can get that, if you want to give me more, great. But this is the minimum, okay? That's why you got to do the universe, because the universe can make stuff grander and bigger. So you never really want to put a lock on it. So you do have to be like, this is the minimum streams of income I want, okay? If we get more, great, fantastic. I will take it, okay? But this is the minimum I want to do in my life, okay? I have a goal, write it down, look at every now and then to remind myself, you know what I'm saying? And hey, headed towards it. And even though it's not big streams of income, if you're just starting, anything that is extra money, okay? No matter how small, be proud of it. Because that's part of manifestation. Be proud of it. Okay? I am proud, even though I'm even though, well, if I got, yeah, even though I probably couldn't live off my personal stocks like that, it'll pay a little bills. It'll pay some bills. It will pay some bills for a little while. But my T-Mobile stock, because I invested in the stock in my job. Now that will pay a couple of months, okay? But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, but it's just like even seeing that, like, oh look, bam! You don't even look at it that way, but you got to. Even though it's a 9 to 5, it's still a stream of income. So my 9 to 5 stream of income. I got stock markets in my at my company. That's a stream of income. I got my own personal stock now, okay? That's a stream of income. Three already down. No, I don't care if it's not bringing in. Thousands and thousands of dollars, great. And I also have another stream of income, but it's very, very low. But you know what I'm saying? It's still a stream of income, my shirt company, okay? Even though I may not be selling shirts all the time like crazy, I still have another stream of income, four streams of income, okay? Now, will these streams of all these streams, the only stream of income that's really big that's paying my bills right now is my job. But the point is, working towards your legacy, working towards where you want to go, working towards the $1 million, because that's where it starts. You have to get a dollar, okay, first to get to $1 million. Then you got to get $2, $3, $4, $5, and you got to keep on letting that bad boy add up, okay? How else is you going to get $1 million? You got to make the money add up, okay? So I just want to say that money, money, money. I'm still calling money, 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 because this was about money, but it's more about my personal story of me starting out as an investor because I said I wanted to be an investor. So I got to step out on faith and not my belief about struggle and money. Or I don't have enough. I got to step out and say, you know what? This is what I want to do. So hey, let's start investing. Okay, what do I need to do to start investing? And then I took the steps. And I've been doing it, and I'm proud of myself. And I'm always looking out for more stocks because as you keep doing it, now you're like, okay, all right, universe, show me something else. Let me see another video or something. Okay, okay, give me some more ideas, and that's how you become an investor. Okay, because now it's like I ain't invested in these different stocks. I ain't lost money, and it's still you still have you still I'm still happy. I ain't lost some money. Okay. Okay, investing in Spotify and all this stuff. Sell it, okay? Because I have a limit. I have limits. Like this stock dropped down this much, it gotta go, okay? You know what I'm saying? But I'm head stocks and let them go, invest in now, you know, and all that stuff. So, and it was just only like stocks that I can count on my one hand. That's all I was working with, one hand, because that's all I had to that I wanted to invest in or that. You know, my money at that time could afford. So that's what I did. Okay. So I hope whoever made it to the end of this is inspired and all that stuff. I hope that you are changing your mindset about money. At least I hope this helps, at least for however long this thing is, because I don't ever really get to see the minutes until it's done. But yeah, I hope this really helped. I hope my personal story is helping somebody. I just, you know what? Instead, I hope I know this is helping somebody listening, okay? And I know because I get to see the stats in my episodes. They show love sending them. Okay, but somebody listening. So I know for a fact. Here we go. Hey, that's how you do it. See how I'm doing it right live? That's why I don't like editing my podcast. I let everything happen live, okay? That's why I like doing stuff everything live, me going back and forth. You can see me going back and forth to let you know it's natural. It's okay. Okay. And but once you are aware of it, change it. Okay. Okay. And then I became aware of what I just said. So this is how we're gonna end it. I know that my story is gonna help somebody, inspire somebody to do something in their life that they were scared to do. And now they're gonna have a little bit more faith to do it to make their life great. Okay, to make it better. Okay, they're gonna step and trust, okay, in life, in themselves, in their worthiness, in their God-like energy, okay? Because that's what I came here to do, and that's what I'm going to do. Make my life great and be the example so that you can make your life great too, hopefully, because I can't save you. Only you can save yourself, all right? All right? And I know for a fact that somebody is listening, okay? And I know for a fact that I inspire somebody somewhere, okay? And I know for a fact that somebody cares and love me and what I do. And I know for a fact that it may grow and become abundant. How abundant it goes, I let the universe take care of that, okay? So, you know, how much I start speaking or going to companies or whatever, we'll let the universe show me how great and powerful and wonderful and magnificent life is, okay? Because I'm trying and I'm going and I'm doing, okay? Not just talking. Excuse me, the mic did drop. But not just talking, but actually doing, trying, going for it, saying, you know what? I'm gonna cuss again. Fuck it. Okay? Okay, we walk out by faith and not by sight because I am a powerful manifester. I am a powerful creator. And what creators do, they create something out of nothing. When nobody else believe, they believe. Okay? That's what creators do, honey. Okay? But anyway, I haven't been saying it lately, but I got the inspiration to say it today. You know what I'm saying? As I mostly say on most of my podcasts, because I haven't been saying it lately, but we're going to start it right back up. Okay? When people die, are they in their deathbeds, girl? That's what I meant to say. When they in their deathbeds, they ain't go, when you are, well, if you able to be in your deathbed. Okay? But when people in their deathbed, okay, or find out they got cancer or anything, you know what? They be sad and stuff about that first. But then they be thinking about, oh, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I at least try? Why didn't I try to talk to Becky the other day? And she was so fine. That could have been the love of my life, but I let her pass me by. Why didn't I talk to Tom with his fine self in the restaurant? Okay. Okay. Or why did I leave that girl that treated me so right for that good for nothing? I should have just stayed where I knew, and I didn't even try to come back and tell her I was sorry or anything. I let my pride get in the way. Why didn't I try? See, that's why I was motivated to say it, because that's what this whole conversation was about. Okay, why didn't I do? People complain about what they didn't try, not what they did try. Okay, so don't be one of them people. Okay, in your deathbed saying, "I wish, I wish, I wish." Okay, be one of them people, because I said I'm going to be one of them people, and I am, okay? I did, I done, and the things that I thought I couldn't do, I at least tried, okay? And I may not have win all the time, okay? But even when you lose, girl, hey, hallelujah, even when you lose, boy, you still winning, because it all works out for you, because at least you're trying, okay? Because a lot of people ain't even trying, and they in their deathbed crying. Don't be in your deathbed crying. Be in your deathbed saying, baby, don't mourn me. I lived a great life, okay? I tried what I wanted to try. I did what I wanted to do. I came, I saw, I conquered, and I'm going to rest in peace, all right? Anyway, I am Lyric Lamour. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. See you every Saturday. Until I guess I'm not motivated to do Saturday, or my life just changed or something, or I might do the podcast forever. Who knows? We're going to live that up to life. Anyway, I am Lyric Lamour. Thank y'all for listening to Spiritual Shock. I hope. Nope, no hope. Thank you. Thank you, Spirit. And I hope and continue to say, well, see, I said it anyway. I just really want you to know that you are fantastic. You're a wonderful being. I mean, if you're not a vibrationally aligned, you ain't going to hear me anyway. But just in case you listen to this again when you vibrationally aligned, you are worthy and powerful just for being, okay? You didn't have to do nothing. Life considers you worthy. The spirit considers you worthy. God, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever you believe in, considers you worthy. The only person that's not considering themselves worthy is you. Okay? All right? And trust and believe. Once you consider yourself worthy and start changing that mindset to that worthiness, you'll see how much life really do love you. And that whole time, it wasn't life. It wasn't your friends and family. No matter how crazy they act, at the end of the day, it was you. Okay? Because they can do all the wrong and you don't have no choice when you're growing up and all that stuff. See, spirit, leave me. I knew this was going to be long. Okay? Because you may not have no choice about the family and stuff you in. But one thing you do have a choice on is you can survive through it and then become independent and get your own and create the life you want. Okay? That's what's great about life. You ain't a baby and a child and a teenager all the time. Eventually, you have to grow up. Hey, okay? So for them people, I just want to say this because it's on my spirit. For them people that's living in homophobic homes and everything, and I know you want to come out and all that stuff, sometimes you got to do what's going to benefit you, okay? If you just can't take it no more, hey, just know you might get kicked out. Just know every action has a reaction. So make sure you're ready for those reactions when you do it, okay? And sometimes you just got to work through it, but just know, continue to work on you, but when they talk, don't listen and be like, you know what they said there, but guess what? I know me. Look yourself in the mirror and work it out. Because at the end of the day, no matter how much people dislike you or like you, it don't matter. Because if you dislike yourself, that's it. Okay? And if you like yourself, that's it. If you love yourself, that's it. If you hate yourself, that's it. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Okay? Life is teaching you that. You just ain't paying attention. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Once you believe it and you accept it, you are correct, okay? Because you are God in the flesh. You are the creator. You are the manifester. You are source. You are the connection. You're just experiencing it in the human body, okay? That's all. That's all. Anyway, continue to learn and grow. And again, this is for real, the ending, all right? I am Lyric Lamora. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. Bye.